Good morning. Let's go ahead and get our hymnals, and for our call to worship, we're going to turn to page 297. 297, Majesty. Let's stand as we sing.
We lift up prayers for our service today. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for everybody that's up here at this altar. We thank you for everybody that's in this building today, God. Lord, you enable us to get out of bed this morning. We give you the praise. God, we just pray for an anointing of your Spirit on this service. God, that you'll anoint the singing. Lord, the testimonies, the fellowship time. God, that everything will be about you here today. Not anything about us, but about you. And God, I'm thankful for each and every person that's here today. I pray, God, you'll touch some hearts and challenge some minds today and hearts today, Lord, as we talk about overcoming today, Lord, overcoming obstacles in life. And God, we're thankful that you are the ultimate overcomer. Lord, you overcame death. You overcame sin so that we can have life. And God, we can never really repay you for that except to say, here we are, God. Just take us and use us for your kingdom. God, we're thankful tonight we'll be baptizing three into the fellowship. Lord, we just pray you'll guide and guard their footsteps. And God, we're so thankful for what they're doing for you already, Lord. And just pray, God, that many more will follow suit here in the days and weeks and months ahead, Lord. We just give you the praise today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Okay, as most of you know, this is our first Sunday, and we always have a special song service. And today we're going to start off with Emma Walker. She's going to bring our first song in for message this morning. So, Emma, come on up.
Thank you. I become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. The love so amazing. The love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. His blood, the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled, and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, Lord of
It's always a pleasure to have Terry Garcia come join us, and so we've asked her to come back this morning, and she's going to bring us a couple of songs as well.
Amen.
No storm clouds ever gather.
going to do something a little different this morning. The hymnals that we have are fairly new to us, and we're going to learn a new song, and we haven't ever really sung it along with the CD before, but we're going to try that this morning. Turn in your hymnals to page 99. This may be a new one to some of you. I know some of you youth may know this pretty well, so y'all help me sing along with it. But the name of it is Forever, and the chorus may be a little bit different than what's in the book, but just follow along. I think you'll catch on real quick. So let's all stand as we sing this song, page 99. This is a old favorite. We don't sing it a whole lot, but we've got this one today too on CD, and I think many of you are familiar with this. 554, As the Deer. We'll sing all three verses.
Thank you.
Amen.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You
go ahead and sing our offertory hymn, page 633. I will sing the wonder story. We'll sing the first, second, and last verse, 633.
Yeah.
Father God in heaven, Lord, again, we come to you just to thank you and to praise you, dear Lord, for this day. And again, Lord, we thank you for each person that has taken time out of their day to come into your house to worship you and to fellowship with us. And Father, we pray that you'll continue to watch over us, give us your leadership and your guidance in our lives. Father, we come to a time in our service where we're here to give back a portion of that you have so graciously given to us. Father, we pray that you'll take these tithes and these offerings, Lord, and just bless them and multiply them and give us the knowledge to use them in a way that will glorify you and your kingdom. Father, again, we thank you for your love and all your tender mercies. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
A few minutes to greet each other in God's love.
Thank you. 1950s home in the front of the head.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You mean Tesla's home?
Hey, y'all want to help me pass these out?
Everybody?
Yeah, well, I think we got enough for everybody. Here, help him pass those out. Hello, everybody. Woo, yeah. That's loud. Amen. My hearing aid's shorting out. Amen. Everybody feeling good today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jeff, if you can, you got me on this one here. Well, guys, we're passing out some lyrics to a song we're going to listen to and sing along with in a minute. My sermon today is entitled Be an Overcomer. But before we get started with that, I want to go around like we started doing here a little bit. Anybody have anything good that God has done this week in your life you want to share with everybody? Do we have somebody out here today?
He got me through the week.
Amen. Amen. Somebody just glad to get through the week. Amen.
Amen.
Miss Nancy, I'm anxious to hear yours back here. I already got a little sneak preview of what it's about. Amen. Let me come around over here. Excuse me. All right.
Thank God for answered prayer. My son finally got in touch with me yesterday.
Amen. Miss Nancy said her prayers have been answered. Her son got in touch with her yesterday. Let's give a hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 We've been praying for that. God answers prayers. Amen. He does. Anybody else have something good to happen this week? All right, James. Get some exercise this morning.
That's all.
Amen.
Definitely needed.
Look out, man. Who are you talking?
After nearly a week, I'm finally starting to feel better.
Amen. Starting to feel better. Amen. That's good. Amen.
Won the game Friday.
Got another victory Friday. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Georgia won.
Amen. Okay. Hey, I wasn't going to get involved on that, but let's just say the Kirby era has begun. Amen. All right. Anybody else have anything good happen this week you want to share with us? Yes. Miss Linda.
I have a praise. The Lord allowed me to learn to drive, and I drove myself to work this week.
Praise God. Learned how to drive and drove herself to work this week. Amen. Amen. That is great. Anybody else? Don't want to cut anybody short. Huh?
Cody came home.
Cody came home. Amen. Cody finally showed up. Amen. We never know when it's going to happen. We're just prepared when it does. Amen. All right. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? We don't want to leave anybody out. If God's done something good in your life, let's share it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brad? Got some rain this week. Everybody's thankful for that. Amen. And we didn't get all the damage and stuff that other people got. We want to pray for them, of course. Because some people had some damage down below us there.
Your dad survived.
Yes, my dad. I call my dad up now. He's 85 years old. Old Pop, and he was down in Panama City. I said, Pop, are you planning on coming home? They're saying that hurricane's going to go right through there. No, I think we'll just ride it out. So fortunately, it came across farther below him, but I could just see him right now, you know, getting lifted right up out of that house and thrown around down there on the beach somewhere. But they all survived and everything went well there. You just going to take my copy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get one.
Amen. All right, then. Well, I'll just get another one. Have we got any more? Yeah. All right. That's okay. Anybody else need a copy? Yes. Hold on. Y'all ain't give these things out. Hold on a minute. There you go. We want to make sure we got enough for everybody. We only got this side going to be singing. Amen. All right. Amen. Guys, while they're handing those out, I do want to say a couple of things. Tonight for our baptism, we need some drinks, right, Miss Ann, Miss Carol?
Drinks, chips, or anything? Just drinks?
Drinks, or if anybody wants to bring some kind of dessert.
Drinks, some kind of dessert. So that's for tonight for our baptism service. So just want to remind you about that. Also, if you got prayer requests, be sure you drop them in either of the containers up front or in the back. We'll just go ahead while they're handing these out and go over a couple other things. We've got our midweek service, of course, will be at 7 p.m., and we're a praying service at that midweek service. Amen. We have been praying for every name that's been put in this thing. We prayed for Miss Nancy's son to get in touch with her, and praise God he has. God's answering a lot of prayers that we're putting in there. You know why I believe he's doing it? Because we're calling on his name, and we're individually lifting up each and every name. So we want to continue to do that as well. So we're excited about what God's doing in and around our church. I'm just glad to be a little part of it. But guys, it's all about serving him. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. Cody, you want to come up here for a second? Come up here, man.
You always Amen. When Dad's on your
I got more claps than that. Amen. But anyhow, you should have seen the look on his face. I was like, he was over there kind of off in the space. I was like, Cody, could you come up here? So, but anyhow.
Always got to be on your toes.
Amen. That's right. But Cody's going to do our fall revival coming up in October. We hadn't set the date in stone yet, but I just want to let him share a couple of words in reference to that.
Well, I have no idea what it's going to be about, so I can't tell you what it's going to be about. But I've never done a three-day preaching 3 days in a row. Normally, I have a good week to prepare, but it's going to be fun. And I guess the prayer would be that we could walk out and just not
yes.
explain what happened.
Amen. That's right.
Something
yeah.
happens and
Amen.
We just get to see it happen in front of us. So,
give God the glory.
That's right.
Give God the glory.
Amen.
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, like I said, because I've never preached 3 days in a row. But Patrick said he's going to give us a solo. So
Amen. That's always a good thing. Amen.
He's going to give us a singing solo, so y'all should look forward to that.
Amen.
That's all I got.
Amen. All right, brother. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I had to put you on the spot there. Amen. Patrick's singing and Cody's preaching and amen. Amen. All right, guys. Anybody else want to share anything before we start in today? Yes. Amen, Miss Ann. We thank God for you and Brother Richard. Amen. Amen. Let's give him a round of applause. Amen. Guys, how many of you have ever had to overcome something in your life? Raise your hand. It could have been an illness. It could be some misfortune that's happened to you, the death of a close loved one. But guys, we've all had to be overcomers at some point in time in our lives, right? I mean, we've all had to rise up and pick ourselves up out of the ashes. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about this morning. So I thought it was very fitting. Many of you know this song. Some of you don't. Some of you are going to be like, oh, they got a rock band up in here today. Oh, my God. But I promise you it's not, okay? This is a very good song. I want to read the lyrics. If you got the lyrics to this song, hold them up a minute. And when we get to the chorus, I want to hear you sing with us, okay? Look at the lyrics here. It starts out saying, staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. That's kind of how we are in life. We're just kind of going with the flow. We're just there sometimes, just looking at what's going on around us. Then it says, T-Mac on the radio. Toby Mack's a contemporary Christian singer that she's referring to here. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right, looking for a ray of hope. We've all been there, right, looking for that ray of hope. We're just hoping that God's going to give us some shred of hope, some ray of hope for us to make it. And guess what? He always will. Amen.
Amen.
There's always light at the other end of the tunnel when you love Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
There's always that. And then the chorus says, you're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under because God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment feeling like it's hopeless. That's when he reminds you that you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. And then the second verse starts out, everybody's been down, hit the bottom, hit the ground. Oh, you're not alone. Just take a breath. Don't forget. Hang on to his promises. He wants you to know. Guys, there's so many promises in God's word for encouragement, to lift you up, to help you overcome something in life. We just got to tap into them. They haven't changed. They've been there for century after century. Those promises have been there for us. We just got to tap into them, right? We got to believe. We got to really start believing the Word of God for what it is. And not just reading it as a storybook and saying, oh, that was amazing. I don't know how that, oh, look at that. Guys, this is our GPS system. God's Word, amen? And then it goes on to say, the same man, the great I am, the one who overcame death, he's living inside of you. So just hold tight. Fix your eyes on the one who holds your life. There's nothing he can't do. Guys, this sums up exactly what I want to talk about this morning. There is nothing that God cannot do in your life if you call on the name of Jesus and you believe in who he is and what he says he can do. God can do all things. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen?
Amen.
You can do it. How many of you believe that? Say amen. You can do all things. Can you do all things, Weezy?
I can do all things through him that strengthens
me. Amen. Everybody can do it. We can all do it. Guys, we got to encourage each other. That's part of the problem in the world today. We don't encourage each other. We like to kick each other when we're down. But if we're going to rise up and we're going to overcome, we've got to be encouragers. I want to encourage you guys. Listen to me. I will never accept sin as a way of life. But I will accept anybody that walks through the door of this church. Amen?
Amen.
And I will try to lift you up and I'll try to get you, help you get where God wants you to be.
Amen.
We don't accept the sin, but we accept the sinner and we love them and we try to help them find out about a man named Jesus.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, finding out about Jesus. See, because when you get some Jesus in your life, you're not going to want to do the things you were doing. You're not going to want to say the things you were saying. You're not going to want to listen to the stuff you were listening to when you get Jesus in your life. Amen. But it's not something that just happens overnight. And I think a lot of churches just like, oh, did you see he walked through the door there? Oh my gosh, can you believe that? I mean, I can just hear it in some churches. Amen. People turning their heads, oh, so-and-so showed up to church today. Well, you ought to be praising God that so-and-so showed up to church today. Amen. What better place for so-and-so to show up? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said before, a lot of people say the reason they don't come to church, oh, that church is full of hypocrites. You know what I say? Well, we got room for one more. Come join us, brother. Amen. Amen. Come on down. We got plenty of room for some more. But guys, we're gonna play this song and listen to it. This is an upbeat song, guys. If you can sit here and honestly sit like this through this whole song, you are new. We're getting a defibrillator out after you, amen? Because you are spiritually, physically, and mentally dead, amen? Guys, I want you to listen to the words of this song, and I want you to read along. When we get to the chorus, I want you to sing along with it, okay? I'm going to ask everybody to stand to their feet, because we're all overcomers, amen?
Amen.
We've all overcome something. If you can stand to your feet and enjoy this song, and let's sing it, and let's raise it up to the Lord. Don't be surprised if when we get to the chorus where it says, you're an overcomer, I'm going to ask you if you're an overcomer. And you say, yes, I'm an overcomer. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't say anything, I'll go to the next person. Amen? All right. Jeff, let's play that song. All right. Got a little beat going here now. Don't get too excited. Some of your defibrillator may short out here in a minute. Amen? How many of you have overcome something in your life? Just raise your hand up. Let God see those hands here today. You've overcome something. People, by the radio. Going right. We're all looking for that ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through. Let's sing the chorus now. You're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under. Sing it. God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment, feeling like it's hopeless. That's when he reminds you, you're an overcomer. You've been an overcomer, haven't you, Miss Carol? Amen. Yeah. Somebody else overcome something here today? Amen. Hit the ground. It's okay. You can pat your foot a little bit. You can do it like this if you want to. Amen. Yeah. You're an overcomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under. Because God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment, feeling like it's hopeless. That's when he reminds you, you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer, brother. Say yes. Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah. Hold tight. Fix your eyes on the one who holds your life. There's nothing he can't do. Guys, there's nothing that Jesus cannot do. Amen. Sing it now. Yeah. Oh. Becomer. Stay in the fight till the final round. You're not going under. Because God is holding you right now. You might be down for a moment, feeling like it's hopeless. That's when he reminds you, you're an overcomer. Miss Ann, you've overcome some things, haven't you?
Yeah.
Amen. Becomer. Patrick, you overcome something?
Yeah.
Amen, brother. Don't give in, you're an overcomer. Don't quit, don't give in, you're an overcomer. Don't quit, don't give in, you're an overcomer. Amen. That's it, guys. You're an overcomer. Give yourself a hand today. Amen. 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 You can sit down now. Didn't that feel good to get a little bit excited about overcoming? Y'all just kind of stick that in the pew rack or somewhere. We're going to bring that thing back out periodically here just to remind us about overcoming the world. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 16. Amen. How many of you are glad we got God's Word to fall back on? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at John chapter 16. We're going to read verse 33. And then we're going to quote one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible together, and that's Philippians 4:13. There's no greater verse in the Bible, if you ask me, about overcoming than that verse. John chapter 16, verse 33.
Verse.
Yes.
I have to say something.
Yes, you go ahead.
On this, but yours.
Amen. Wheezy wore the shirt that's talking about the sermon today. Amen. See, that's how God works. God lines things up on his timetable. I didn't know who I was going to be here today. The Lord laid this on my heart to talk about this about the middle of the week. And I said, okay, well, let me figure out what we can do here, Lord. And he just started saying, well, let's do this, let's do that. I'm going to make Wheezy wear this shirt. She's going to be supporting this whole thing. Amen. So see that, Weezy, you played an important role today. Amen.
Amen.
Let's look at verse 33 of John chapter 16. If you can, stand to your feet one more time. We're going to read one verse, and then we're going to say together Philippians 4:13. Verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. This is Jesus speaking out. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Let's all say Philippians 4:13. For those of you who may not be familiar with it, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for each and every person here today, Lord. I love each and every person in your house today. Lord, we've got different things that we're going through in life, but Lord, we're never far away from you. You're always there close by, and I just pray, God, that you'll reach down and touch us today. Lord, if there's somebody that needs a special touching from you today, a special anointing from you, I just pray, God, that you'll just reach down and touch their lives today. God, we're going to give you the praise ahead of time for what you're doing here in this church and for what you're going to do. Lord, we just pray for an anointing of the Holy Spirit here as we spend these last few minutes together studying the Word and going over some things about overcoming things in our lives. God, we give you the praise in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Amen. Guys, I can tell you this. Everybody will have to overcome something in their life. Everybody. Nobody is immune to going through life without having to overcome some kind of adversity, some kind of trial, some kind of testing. You know how I know that? Because God's Word says it. In the book of James chapter 1, it says we should consider it all joy when we face temptations and trials of all kinds. Thank God for allowing that trial in your life. You know why? Because it's driven some of you right here to God's house. It's gotten some of you saved because of the trials you've gone through in your life. Amen. And God's got a message for you today. I want everybody to listen to me today because God's got a message for you. He's got a message for you. And part of his message today was aimed at me to begin with. So you see, I have to preach to myself before I preach to anyone else because a lot of what I preach about is right here about me. Amen. You know, we've all overcome things in our lives, right? We've heard some testimonies in this church. Man, there have been some powerful testimonies given in this church in the last 2 or 3 months. That youth revival, we had one after another. People who had died and come back to life, resuscitated back, heard God speak to them while they were dead and told them to get their life straight and then let them come back, told them they weren't ready for him yet. God said, I'm not ready for you yet. You go back and get your life straight. Now, you're talking about waking somebody up now, amen. Yeah, if the voice of God speaks directly to you and says, get your life in order, then boy, that's a speaking to, isn't it? I mean, just countless testimonies we've heard about that. But it doesn't matter what your situation is or what your obstacle is. I know somebody can help you. Amen. That man's name is Jesus. He came here to this earth. He was God. He took on a fleshly body. And he loves you. We love you. I love you. You got to understand, Jesus is love. Okay? Jesus is love. Now, some people, I think even a lot of preachers don't do a lot of justice when it comes to talking about how much Jesus loves you. But I know he loves you. Because if he can love somebody like me, he can love anybody. Amen? Amen. And he does love each and every one of you. I want you to know that. I want you to hear what I'm saying today. Because I know God is going to speak to somebody through this message today. Let's talk about a few people real quick who faced some obstacles in their lives, some biblical people. One of the ones I think about was Moses. You might say, well, Moses, he didn't face any obstacles. Yeah, he did. His parents had to put him in a basket and send him down the Nile River right after he was born. He could have gotten eaten by some kind of crocodile. That basket could have tipped over and he drowned in the river. Thank God, God's plan was he was going to be picked up by Pharaoh's daughter. He was going to be raised up in the Egyptian way of life to begin with, which was paganistic as far as serving God. But then God had a greater plan for him. So you see, he faced adversity. He didn't even get to grow up with his own parents. And guys, I know there's some people here, and I just want to tell you something. Don't ever be ashamed that you were adopted. Don't ever think my parents didn't love me, because I'm going to tell you something. Whoever adopted you loves you. Amen. Amen. They love you just like you are their own children. And God blessed you with them and them with you. So you see, Moses faced some adversity. He didn't get to grow up with his parents. And some people don't. But you know what? People love you anyway. God loves you anyway. But he recognized, hey, this is wrong. This is not the way it should be. So he got out of that situation and then became one of the greatest leaders of the Israelite people that we know. He helped get them out of Egypt, get them to the promised land, albeit though he had quite a struggle. These people were hard-headed people. They didn't appreciate anything. But Moses overcame. Moses led them to the promised land. Now Moses himself didn't even get to go there because he got disobedient right there at the end. But still, God used him. God used him for his plan. Somebody else I think about that overcame obstacles was Joseph. You've heard the story of Joseph. We all know Joseph. A lot of us know him by his coat of many colors. See, that's what started everything in Joseph's life. His father gave him this beautiful coat. It was made up of a lot of different colors, and his brothers didn't like that. They were jealous about that. So you see, he grew up in a household that was full of jealousy toward him. Even to the point that his own brothers were plotting to kill him. He was the 11th of 12 sons. Now, can you imagine having that many boys in the house at one time? Whoo, if they were all like Cody, good Lord have mercy. 12 of those in the house at one time. Whoo, amen. I do love you, son. Don't think I don't. Amen. But I don't know if I can handle 12 of you. Amen. But anyhow, here he was, the 11th of 12 sons. Almost the youngest, next to the youngest. His own brothers wanted to kill him. See, I can't understand that. I'm just not of that type of mindset. I can't understand why somebody of your own flesh and blood, your own sibling, would want to kill you. But they wanted to kill him because they were jealous of him. Because he liked to tell their father things about them. Kind of a little tattletale, if you want to call him that. But certainly nothing worthy of getting killed. So instead of killing him, they said, no, we can't do that. That wouldn't be right. We'll sell him into slavery. So they sold him. They sold him. And then he ends up being able to have some privileges there. And then the Pharaoh's wife there accuses him of trying to mess with her. And he didn't do anything. It wasn't his fault at all. And none of this happened. He gets thrown in prison. So here's a guy who got sold into slavery by his brothers. He got thrown in prison where most people just sit and nothing ever becomes of their life. But that wasn't it for him. God had a plan for him. I want you to understand, God's got a plan for you. Amen. God's got a plan for everybody here today. Some of you don't understand what that plan is because you don't let yourself get close enough to him to find out about it. But guess what? He'll bring you there if you'll let him. He'll let you know what your plan is. So see, Joseph's plan was, he was great at interpreting dreams. So Pharaoh said, I'm having these dreams. I just don't know what's going on here. Can somebody point me to somebody that can help me? And then they thought back, hey, well, we threw this guy in jail that was pretty good at interpreting dreams. He became, if you want to give him an office, he was like the prime minister of Egypt. He was second in command. He was elevated to that position. And you know what he did? This great famine came over the land. That's part of what the dream was about. A great famine came over the land. And here comes his brothers coming up begging for food because they didn't have enough. And guess who's talking to them the whole time? Their brother Joseph. Well, they didn't know that was him. He said, no, I'm not giving you anything until you bring your youngest brother back. And then finally he said, you bring your father back. And when he saw that all of them were there, then he revealed who he was. And guess what? He didn't throw them in jail. He didn't treat them like he had been treated. You know what he did? He started weeping. And he hugged them. And he told them he loved them. And he provided food and a new home for them. That's what being a Christian is all about. Amen. That's what it's all about. It's about loving people despite their faults. It's about loving people despite where they've come from. Guys, it ain't about where you're coming from. It's about where you're going. Amen? Amen. How many of you agree with that? Amen. It's about where you're going. See, we're too worried about where we came from. That's over with. Let's worry about where you're going. Amen? Where you're going is what matters, not where you've come from. Because we've all come from some places we don't want to go back to. Amen? But it's where you're going. Where are you going? If I were to ask everybody in this room right now, where are you headed? Some of you would be like, well, home. I got a roasting oven. I hope you don't preach more than 20 minutes. Amen. That's what some of you would be saying if I asked that. I got to get on out of here. That preacher's getting a little long-winded now. We're going past 12 o'clock. But you know what? A lot of people could not really tell me where you're going. You know why? Because you don't know where you're going. But God's already got your life mapped out. He's already got it mapped out. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, let Him come into your heart, let Him save you, and your life will unfold before you. We try to solve too many things ourselves, don't we? We usually end up getting ourselves in worse trouble than we ever were to start with by trying to solve things. Another one that I want to speak to you about quickly was Timothy. Everybody knows about Timothy? Guess what, young people? Timothy was young like y'all. You know what Paul said? Don't let them make fun of you because you're young. Because you can be just as powerful as any of these old people are. Amen. You young folks here today, you can be just as powerful in your witness to the Lord and for the Lord as anybody in this church. And in fact, some of you are showing that witness every Sunday. You come to this altar and pray. You praise God. You're witnessing. You're going out. You're getting people and bringing them into God's house. That's something we all need to take a little bit from. Amen. We all need to take a little bit of that. But see, Timothy was a young man. He was a young preacher. After the apostolic church kind of came to an end, the apostles were all gone. Timothy kind of then became the evangelist of that time. But guess what? He came up in a dysfunctional home. His parents were unequally yoked. His father worshipped different kinds of Greek gods. He did not believe in Jehovah God. If it were not for three people in his life, he probably would have had a totally dysfunctional life. That is his grandmother, Lois, and his mother, Eunice, and the Apostle Paul. They all took such a love toward him and such a liking to him. They brought him up in godly ways, taught him about God, and he became a powerful evangelist. You know why? Because he knew the right way to go. But guys, I've said this before, you know, that's why it's important to yoke yourself equally with fellow believers. I tell young people all the time, don't worry about who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You worry about where you're going to spend the next 5 minutes with, and that's with Jesus doing what He wants you to do. God will bring that person into your life when it's time. You don't need to go looking. You don't need to go looking. He's going to bring them to you when the time is right. So you see, Timothy devoted his life to preaching the gospel. But he came from a dysfunctional family. He came from a family where dad was over here, mom and grandmom were over here. There was no happy medium. But probably the biggest overcomer I want to share with you today is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Jesus overcame everything so that we could have something. You see, Jesus was God in the flesh, came down here to this earth. Oh, the Israelites were expecting this magnificent king to come rolling in here and start kicking some Roman booty right off the bat, amen? He thought that he was going to come in here and clean house and just get rid of all this Roman oppression. And then they find out he was born in a stable. They find out that he was just a lowly carpenter's son. He wasn't no king in their eyes. But boy, were they wrong, amen? Amen. He was the King of kings and Lord of lords. He came into this world in lowly circumstances, but guess what? He had a mission. We need to understand what our mission is in life. If God is directing you down a path, you let Him guide you, and you will always be headed in the right direction. Always. Don't worry about it. Don't get confused. Don't say, oh Lord, I don't know about this. I'm unsure about this. This is the part where God had to preach to me this sermon. Amen. Don't be confused about this. I hold tomorrow right here. You worry about today. But Jesus came so that we could live. Does everybody understand that? Is everybody still awake? Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus came here to earth. To earth, where we're standing. Well, I'm standing a little high up on earth right now. Amen. But He came here to earth for one purpose. Well, really two. To free us from the grip of sin and to die for us so that we could have eternal life. No greater gift has anyone done for anybody than that. So you see, Jesus had to overcome the greatest of all obstacles, and that was death. You and I can't say we've overcome death, because when we die, we're going to be dead. When Jesus died, he wasn't dead for long. He came up out of that grave, and those Roman soldiers were terrified and paralyzed and petrified. And he's up there with the Father, seated at the right hand of the Father right now. Just guess what? Waiting for the right time. And when God says, "Woo, go get my church and bring them home," then he's going to come with a trumpet blast and shouting. There's going to be some shouting when Jesus comes back. Amen. You can rest assured of that. It ain't going to be no, "Hey, I'm coming." It's going to be, "Woo, here I come." Y'all better be ready. Amen. Amen. You better be ready. I'm coming. I'm coming. So you see, Jesus, to me, was the greatest of all overcomers. He had to overcome death. He had to overcome sin. Can't you imagine how much Jesus was tempted with sin? You don't read about all, you read about him going out into the wilderness after he got baptized and staying out there for 40 days and Satan tempting him. But you don't read about all the other things. Can't you imagine women coming up to him trying to tempt him to do things that he knows he couldn't do and wouldn't do, and other people trying to tempt him to do things he shouldn't do? We don't read of that, but hey, he was in a fleshly body. Even though he was without sin, that didn't mean sin didn't come knocking on his door. So he had to overcome all of that. I want to mention briefly some things that we face in our life, obstacles we face, and I want to give you some hope here today, okay? I'm not here to beat you up if you fall victim in any of these categories. Please understand that. In fact, I'm glad you're here today. I'm glad you're hearing that there is hope. There is hope in the name of Jesus. Some of you may be faced with illness. For some of you, illness has been an obstacle in your life. Well, guess what? I know the master physician. And guess what? If you know Jesus as your Savior, I already know the end of the story. Whether you live or whether you go, you're a winner either way. Amen? Amen. See, I know the end of the story. So don't let that illness get you down. Don't let the fact that you can't do everything you used to do get you down. You do what you can with what God has still given you, and you still give Him the praise. Amen? Amen. I don't care what your illness is. It's no illness too great for God to heal you. Amen. And no illness too great for you to not be able to overcome that and still be productive for the kingdom. Some of you may be faced with racism and hatred. I wish I could say that we lived in a world today that was free of racism, but we don't. There are still people of different origins, different nationalities that are made to feel unwelcome in certain areas in the United States of America. Now, whether I agree with the Muslim, I certainly don't agree with the doctrine part of it, but as human beings, I can't beat them up. I can't beat them up. I don't believe in what they believe in, but I believe in Jesus, and I know what Jesus would do, and that is he would love them into a right relationship with him. So you see, racism and hatred is there. Guess what? Luke, one of the 12, he faced some racism. You know why? Because he was one of the first Gentile converts into Christianity that joined in with Jesus. Don't you think he faced some criticism? Boy, the Jews did not get along with the Gentiles. If you were going through a Gentile land and you were Jewish, you would go 60, 70, 80 miles out of the way just to make sure you didn't go through that piece of land. Now that's racism at its core. So you see, some of the disciples knew about that as well. How about marriages that have gone on the rocks? You know, guys, when we take vows, we take them before God, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but guess what? God's still in control. You know, just because your marriage may have failed does not mean that God cannot still use you. Does not mean that he doesn't have someone else for you later on who you can live with and serve God with. So you say, "Well, preacher, are you condoning divorce?" No, I'm not condoning divorce. I'm condoning serving Jesus. Amen. I'm condoning letting Jesus take control of your life. If your marriage is falling apart, talk to the man who can help you. That's the best counselor I know. Amen. You got to love one another. You got to honor and respect one another in the marriage. You know what? Here's the problem. It's not that the marriage wanted to fail or should have failed. It's that the people in it failed to do what God had called them to do and love one another and respect one another. So they just gave up. But guys, it doesn't have to be that way. God can provide for you. God will forgive you of that. Listen. Is everybody listening? I'm coming down here. I'll make sure y'all listening. Amen. There is nothing you have done in your life that God won't forgive you for.
Amen.
How many of you believe that?
Amen.
There's nothing in your life you have done that God won't forgive you for. But you got to throw down that pride and you got to stand up and say, God, I can't do it without you.
Amen.
I got to have you in my life. I want you to come in and clean me up. I want you to rid me of all the things that are haunting me and possessing me. And guess what? He will.
Amen.
But see, you got to lay down that pride. That's why a lot of people don't find healing in the world today, because they're too prideful to let Jesus heal them. But he wants to. He wants to. I'm telling you what, right now, there's nothing you have done, anybody in this room that you have done, that God won't forgive you for. There's only one unpardonable sin, and you know what that is? Rejecting the name of Jesus. Because if you go to your grave not knowing Jesus, you will be eternally separated from him. That's the only thing you can't be forgiven for. Maybe your obstacle is failed relationships. Well, I just seem like I can't keep friends. Well, if you want friends, be a friend. Amen?
Amen.
Don't run around talking about people. Don't run around gossiping about people. You want to be a friend? You want friends? Be a friend. But what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
We always have him as our friend. You know what? He can help mend your relationships. He can help straighten out your relationships. Your relationships aren't going right. You know why some of them aren't going right? God don't want you in them to start with.
Amen.
He don't want you in certain relationships to start with. You got to trust him. And I don't care if it's a friendship. I don't care if it's a relationship where you're boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. You pray and say, God, is this where you want me to be right now at this point in my life? And if he says no, then you get out. Don't you worry about what anybody else has to say. If God is moving you out of a relationship, you get out of it. And you stay out of it and you say, God, when you're ready for me to go here, here, and here, you show me which way to go. How about this? The obstacle of a broken home. Abusive dad, abusive mom. Children face the brunt of it. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. God will forgive you of that. God can forgive you of that. And guess what? We as believers are to forgive them who have done that to us. Amen? Until you forgive them, how do you expect God to be able to heal and to mend? You got to let go of that anger. You got to let go of that bitterness. And as soon as you do, God can come in and can straighten out anything. But as long as you hold on to it, it ain't going to happen. And then some of us are under the influences of different things in our life. It could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be pornography, it could be gambling. Guys, you know what the Bible says about idols? An idol is anything you put ahead of serving God. It doesn't have to be drugs, it doesn't have to be alcohol. It could be your job, it could even be your family. If you are putting your family ahead of coming and serving God, then you've got an idol in your life. You need to get rid of that. I'm not saying, I know some of you think, oh good, preacher said I can get rid of my children, now I'm free, woo, hallelujah. I didn't say get rid of your kids, amen. I said, you got to understand, you got to put God first. That means you got to serve him. And when you serve him, guess what? Prayers start getting answered. Your life starts turning around. Good things start happening. Now guess what? You're still going to face those times where you're down in the valley. As Terry sung, man, that song touched my heart today. That was a beautiful song. You know, when you're down low, you know, when you feel like you can't get any lower than that, sometimes God has to break us down that low. So the only way we can look is up. If we'd look up to start with, guess what? We wouldn't have to get broken down so far. But we're hard-headed. We don't want to do it his way. We want to do it our way. But see, we're going to face those obstacles sometimes. And anything that gets control of us and creates a stumbling block for us is an idol and an obstacle in our life. And we need to rid ourselves of that. As we close today, I want to encourage you to come up here to this altar and pray. And guys, let me tell you something I want to encourage people to start doing here at Bethesda. I want you to start being prayer partners with each other. If you know someone is going through something and you just want to pray for them, take them by the hand and come up here to this altar and pray for them. Don't you think Jesus will be happy about that? Amen. Don't you think God will hear those prayers? Don't you think He will bring healing about if it's within His will and those people are within God's will? Another reason why we don't get all these things healed in our lives is because we're not in a right relationship with Jesus. Some of us need to get our lives straight, and we must step out of darkness into the light for the first time in our life, and then we can see the direction we need to go. Then we can see the direction we need to go. I want to end by telling you this. People say, man, I want to get closer to Jesus. Do you? Yeah, I want to get closer to Jesus. Really? Well, let me tell you a little secret about how that can happen. You want to get closer to Jesus? You got to get further out of this world. Amen. You want to get closer to Jesus? You got to get further out of this world. You can't have 1 foot over here, 1 foot in church, 1 foot over here, 1 foot reading your Bible. You got to get both feet planted in the Word. You got to get both your feet on solid ground. You cannot dabble in darkness and expect to be in the light. It's not going to happen. You want to get closer to Jesus? Get farther away from this world. And I guarantee you, when you do that, you'll get closer to Jesus. That's what I want for us here, guys. You know, I know that not everybody is going to get it. I know there's always going to be on any given Sunday people in church services that aren't going to get it necessarily. But I can tell you this, if they see you and 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 you living it on a daily basis, they're going to know something's different. But if they don't see that in you, they're not going to know anything's different. They're not going to want anything different. So let others see Jesus in you. And when you do that, then you will help them overcome a lot of these obstacles in their life. Guys, people are hungry for the Word. They're hungry for it. You may say, oh, preacher, this world's dying and going straight to hell. Well, In a physical sense, that may be true because there's a lot of unsaved people here that are slowly dying a little each day. But from a spiritual sense, that couldn't be farther from the truth, because when people are on fire for Jesus, when people are living for Jesus, other people want some of that. They see it in your life and they want it. But you got to let them see it. You got to let them see it. I want to encourage you today to come up here and let's pray. Guys, tonight we're going to be baptizing 3 of our young people. I want to see y'all back tonight. Come support them. Come let them know, hey, my church family loved me enough to come and see me get dipped in the baptismal waters. Why? Because I'm going to follow Jesus the rest of my life.
Amen.
Don't let them look out here and see 5 or 10 people here. Come and support them. Come and support them. Let them know, hey, my church family loves me if nobody else does. My church family loves me. And then let go and let Jesus control your life from that day forward. Guys, when you let Jesus come into your heart, you will never be the same again. You know why some of you haven't experienced that? Because you haven't let Jesus really come into your heart. But when He comes in and He cleanses you from the inside, oh, there ain't any room for all that bad talk. There ain't any room for looking at that pornography. There ain't any room for going out and getting drunk on the weekends. There ain't any room for talking about my brother like dirt. Because the Holy Spirit of God comes in and cleanses you from the inside out. You can't clean something up from the outside in. You can make it look pretty when you throw a little coat of paint on it on the outside. I can put on a pretty suit and look half decent. If I'm dirty on the inside, I'm still dirty. And that's the same way with us. Until we clean up the inside, it don't matter what you're putting on the outside. Amen. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for letting us go through obstacles in life. God, I thank you for letting us experience times where we hit rock bottom. Because God, it's in those times that we learn to look up to you. And it's in those times that we learn to trust you. And God, I pray today that if there's somebody here today that needs to accept you as their Savior, Lord, I know that there's some more people in this church that are going to get saved eventually, God. And I'm just leaving that up to you. Lord, I'm not trying to beat anybody up. I'm just presenting the Word as you reveal it to me. And Lord, I just pray if there's somebody here today, Lord, that we can love on and help them to understand that, hey, you know, you may have faced some obstacles in your life, but But Lord, you can get them out of that, and you can get them headed in the right direction. God, I pray they'll come down here and pray today. Lord, I just pray for your will and your way to be done in the next few minutes here as we have this invitation hymn. I pray for people to come and pray. Maybe you need to come and pray for somebody else. Maybe somebody that you know needs to be here who isn't here. Come up and pray for them. You know, the Bible says, if you will acknowledge me before man, talking about Jesus, then I will acknowledge you before my Father which is in heaven. But then there's another verse that a lot of people don't quote. And that is, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before my Father in heaven. Lord, I want to praise you. I don't want to deny you. I want everybody to know about you. God, I'm praying this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. What are we singing? Let's stand and sing hymn 433. You come, this altar's open. Hymn 433.